Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
You had left your phone, and I didn't call you. And then Tank said, he got his phone, but he said the man called him. I said, oh, let me call him now. Then that's when I called.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. I'm gonna let you slide on that. I was like, no, this Bama is not calling me now. Knowing that, look, when I say I wasn't even in the room to talk to anybody.
Right.
I mean, boy, I mean, my mother called me and I was like, "Hello, can I help you?" She was like, "Boy, what's wrong with you?" I was like, "I don't feel like talking right now." You know what I mean? I'm good. She said, "Oh, you must have been watching sports." I said, "Yes, I have been." And what's going on, Mom? You all right? Everything right? You healthy? You safe? You breathing? All right, well, I'll talk to you later then. She said, "Dang, boy, I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's mean, you know? Kale. You can't be acting like that when mom called, even though y'all lost. You can't be acting like that.
Man, whatever. I called her back later on, but she know. Because look, the first thing she said, was, Washington must have lost. I was like, Mom, what you want, you know? and listen, and my mother, she knows me, and we had us a good old laugh after that and everything. But, hey, Tree, let me tell you something, girl. We about to hit the Powerball. We about to about to hit the Powerball. You hear me? Because, look, I went in there. I went to my little lottery place today, right? And I had intentions on buying the Mega Million ticket. And the lady, I don't know where the mistake was, but she was like, two Powerball. And I said, no, two Mega Million. She was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, but give me them tickets.
I know too many stories. I take them. Oh, yeah.
You know, I know too many stories of people actually getting off of tickets that they made a mistake on. So I said, yeah, give me both of them. She said, you sure? I said, it's water wet. Give me them daggone tickets.
Okay.
She laughed like I don't know what. But, yeah, I had to share that with you guys because I was like, oh, my goodness. That's the winner. For me, one of them tickets going to give me something. I'm claiming. I am claiming. All right, y'all. Today's episode, we will discuss week of the NFL, winners and losers, Lady T's week 8 pick, pick'ems, winners and losers. We're going to discuss the World Series. Ah, boy. We're going to discuss this trade with the L.A. Rams and the Denver Broncos, Von Miller, and everything that the Broncos received for that trade. We're going to talk about the Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu, and his Twitter beef back and forth with Kansas City fans, and things got a little heated and to the point where I'm really starting to believe what I've heard for so long when it comes to Twitter and these athletes. It's probably best for y'all to just go ahead. You know what I mean? It's probably best for y'all. And I'm not telling you what to do. You know, Twitter is your public voice. It's your outlet. So you can do whatever you want, but my advice to the athletes is while you're still playing, leave that mess alone. Leave that mess alone. Yeah. Leave it alone because you dealing with, instead of Twitter, you know what I call it, Tree? I call it feeling because that's all you dealing with. No, for real, a bunch of fans and their feelings. And you're never going to win. You're never going to win that battle, ever. I don't care what you do or how you try to portray it or come across, you're going to be the loser in that battle. So, you know, let that thing go. And you know what? It's easy. It's easy to say thick skin. Have thick skin. It's easy as I don't know what to say. But sometimes when I'm on here and 57 get to doing 57 things and you get to doing three things and Debo get to doing Debo things, hey, woo, Lord have mercy. I be literally over here putting on a layer of clothing because my skin ain't that thick. You hear me? I'm talking about a sweatshirt, two hoodies, about three pair of sweatpants, and four pair of socks, you know what I mean? Because y'all bammers be cutting deep for real. But, hey, I love it. I do. It's all about sports. And one thing I know for sure. I always know for sure. What goes around comes around, and every dog, as Jay-Z say, even a trash can gets a steak.
Hey,
and all I wish, because I know it's going to be some today, all I wish is that when the tables are turned, everybody be a good sport, as DMV Kale is going to be today. I'm going to be a good sport about it. We lost. We look terrible. Terrible. My whole team looks disgusting. Don't even look like them Bammers. I mean, I posted on Facebook, Tree. Do we even practice the jump ball at all?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, for real, young. I'm serious, because it's like, anyway, yeah. Ladies, what's up with you?
Who's up?
Who's really is?
Go ahead, ladies. Go ahead.
That's how we was when my team was losing. I was mad. I wanted to just jump up and down, and I wanted to punch things, and I wanted to kick stuff. But you got to be able to have thick skin when your team losing, especially when you a team fan. So you just got to have thick skin.
Right.
That's all.
Right. And you just got to know who you can and can't talk to. You know what I mean? Certain people, I'm serious. Call me whatever you want. I'm just not talking to you, you know?
Right.
Like I say, 57, Debo. And Debo, that little laugh, boy, that joint is... that joint irritates the hell out of me when we losing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Hey, guys, you all good, man. Shut up. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, that's my brother for life, dude. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You know what? I'm going to take us somewhere else today, Tree. Can I do that? Can I have a minute? You know?
Yeah, you can have a minute.
Yeah,
let's do it.
There we go. Lady T said I can have some kale time. 3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2-5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2. Call somebody and tell them they on that corner acting a fool again. We'll be right back. I just had to hear that part one time. I just got to be me free. You know what I mean? And you know what?
Yeah.
Today we're gonna go a little bit out the schedule. I'm going to go ahead and bring 57 in right now, because I know he itching to talk his trash. What's happening, Huckleberry?
What's going on, Huckleberry?
What's up, baby? Hey, sis. What's up, Kale? Back in the corner again. Lord, have mercy. I couldn't wait to get here today. Hey, Kale, you can play every sad song in the book, baby. You can play I Was Born by the Water. You can play whatever you want, man. You think if you chop your own head off, we ain't going to come at you. We still coming at you, Kale. Y'all didn't look good.
I said that. I'm ready. You know, you must have been here.
Yeah, I said to myself. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You good.
No, I heard him. I said, listen to him. He figured if he just take the gun and put it to his own head, that we going to keep our bullets.
He didn't step on his own hand grenade or something. Oh, man, I'm the
exactly.
I can't stand your ass.
I love you, man. I love you, man.
You play too much.
Oh, boy.
I mean, and you know what? I'm going to admit right now with everybody on the line, I was absolutely wrong about Heinicke. He is not a starter. He is a backup quarterback at best.
Mm-hmm.
He's a guy that can come in and complete the game if your starter is hurt. If your starter is hurt. Now, I'm not going to be one of those Washington fans that scream, if we had Fitzgerald in there, because I really don't trust Fitzgerald either, to be honest. If I'm going to give it to you 100, I really don't trust Fitzgerald because I haven't really seen him in this system. And what we did see is so small of a sample size, we can't really determine what he would or would not have been in this system. Can you agree with me on that? Can y'all agree with me on that?
Yeah.
I do.
You know, and look, I was watching this day, Sunday, and all I just kept thinking of one phrase, back to the damn draw, boy. And then Ron Rivera came out in his post-game press conference, I think it's time for us to reevaluate the quarterback. You think? You really
right.
think now is the time to, man, that y'all should have been reevaluating the quarterback position 2 weeks ago. Seriously. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
You know what, Kale? Every now and then, Heinicke makes one of those throws, like that touchdown he threw in the end zone, that makes you think, well, maybe he got it. Maybe he got
right.
it. And then he makes four or five bad plays, and you go, nah, he ain't got it.
That's what a backup does. There's a reason
yep.
the starter isn't starting, you know, because that is what a backup does, you know. I'm not going to talk him up or cover up his we're all football fans, and we saw every last one of them, the overthrows, the underthrows, the interception that left me like, I'm serious, I scratched the damn ball spot in a ball head. Now how do you do that, you know what I mean? I could not believe it. And it's like, damn, though, we're taking. Now, I will say this. The defense played better. I'll give my hat to the defense because they played better. And moving Landon Collins to a linebacker position was an excellent call. That was an excellent call. Whosever decision that was. But this offense and stinks. Mark Schlereth made a statement on Sunday that is, like, haunting me. Washington has been in the red zone 8 times in the past 3 weeks and have only scored 3 points. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been in the red zone 8 times in the past 3 weeks and only scored 3 field goals. And listen, blew it, dude. You done blew it, as far as I'm concerned. Them low-ass shit. Yeah, I knew. I knew Teresa was going to get a kick out of that one. But them low shit, I mean, the defensive player, and you hit your own offensive player in the helmet.
That's
dude,
bad.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Now, Washington was not wrong for replacing Hopkins. Because that needed to be done.
Right.
But to bring in a kicker who can't kick, who can't produce for you, you know what? I've done enough. I've done enough. Come on in, Lou. What's up, Lou?
All right. Good evening.
What's up, Lou?
Hey, Trees, I was expecting to hear from you. What happened Saturday?
I was on a Zoom call and it ran late. But we'll talk about it after the show.
All right. Okay.
Lou, what's up, Lou?
Well, if you're a Jet fan, it was a good week. If you were a Giant fan, okay. Now you got a problem. And they thought they had last night, too. They really thought they had in the bag. I'll tell you, though, right now, I didn't know which way to go in that game, to be honest with you, because both are awful. And, you know, I wasn't buying into that double-digit lead that that the Chiefs had. There was no way there was going to be a double-digit win. There was no way.
Mm-hmm.
Not the way those two defenses have been playing.
Yeah, they don't look
good. One thing I can say about them, the defense showed up when it counted. Because the Giants had a chance to win that game. And they should have won that game, but the Chiefs' defense, they stood up, even though they didn't stand up the whole game, but they stood up at that particular moment.
That coaching lost that game for them. You know, you got a 1-yard line, and you got 3 downs, and you throw 3 passes, and don't try to run the ball into the end zone. That coach, the same coach used to be at Dallas.
Yeah. But why couldn't they just take a knee? It's 40 seconds between, 35 seconds between each little down. So why not just down your knee? Just down it. Because by the time they were going
to
go back, it was going to be 15 seconds, maybe, left.
Because now this is a league of I'm smarter than everybody. Because this is a league of I don't care about normal football. I feel like we should do this, can do this, so we're going to go that route. Go ahead, 57.
Well, you know, like I'm with you, Kale. It used to be a time, you know, they got a book that they go from. But you got these new coaches, what they call analytics. They got these new coaches,
the
4th and 15. Let's go for it.
They're very
analytical.
And at the end of the day, they look like idiots.
Right. So at the end of everything, when you go back in the locker room and you look at it and you say to yourself, well, darn, I could have just took a knee because you had a first down. So you could take the knee to the first down, second down, third down, and the fourth down.
Yeah, but hindsight is 2020.
A young coach is just like a young man. He ain't learned how to hold that testosterone down yet. And he want to prove that I can throw a touchdown in the end zone on your best guy. Let me show you this play. And that's what you're seeing a lot of.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you he's mad at himself, kicking himself in the butt with both feet. At the same time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Come on.
Give me my money.
What's up, Tang?
Come on.
Kill's Corner family. What's up? How y'all doing today?
What's up,
are we everybody good?
Rabbit out your
foot. What's up, Lou, Miss T?
Get that rabbit out your foot. Get that rabbit out your pocket.
Oh,
hey, man, I can't help it, man, if the Cowboys finally got some coaches over there that know what they're doing, man.
It only
wait a minute. Where that come from?
Who did y'all beat this weekend?
The Vikings. Y'all kept saying the Vikings.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
Oh, okay.
The Vikings had a seven point advantage in going into that game.
Thank you.
The Vikings record was 3-3, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they were playing 50-50 ball before they met you guys.
Oh, wow.
Hey, look.
There you go.
I can't help that you're going to sit up in front of them.
No, you can't. You can't. And neither can you help the fact that the Cowboys, as usual, beat a 50-50 team. Now, where this was amazing at, and I'll give your props to have Cooper Rush in there, and to him, for him to have made the mistakes that he made, and you guys to overcome, Ezekiel Elliott, young, I mean, where the hell is he? Where's Zeke at, man? I mean, mentally, physically, where is
you
he?
You didn't see him out there all night long blocking?
Come on, see him all night long? If the first thing that you have to say about your running back performance is blocking, then you know exactly what I'm saying.
But, bro, that's what football is about. A running back supposed to do everything. If Zeke was in there when Pollard didn't pick that block up and let our man get blasted on, we would have took the lead right there. Zeke is doing what he's supposed to do.
You forgot. He ain't got an example of a good team.
Did Zeke get paid for blocking or running? Which one was it?
Both.
That 84.
Both.
That $84 million.
As a running back, you got to be able to pass block, and yes, you have to be able to run, and yes, catch out the backfield. He does all three.
No.
You might need
dog.
One on your team. Because
dog,
when I listened to you earlier, like I said 3 weeks ago, y'all didn't want to believe me. Now y'all know y'all Sundays are free.
Yeah.
Washington fans.
And you know what? You know what? I love now that the worm is turning. I love that the worm is turning because that's just more doo-doo that you're going to have to eat when your team shows up and beats exactly who we all know that they are. Dog, you beat a 50-50
team. We have a whole different team, big bro. This is not the same Cowboys that you established. Ever since Steven Jones been taking
what's
over
new?
The last 3 years, it's
what's
been a
new?
Different team, man.
What's new? Parsons? One
no.
What else is new?
Being disciplined, let me tell you. Being disciplined, being able to game plan for when your major quarterback is gone. You got coaches in there game planning, just like y'all should have been doing 2 weeks ago, like you said, with y'all.
Stay on your team.
Quarterback.
Stay on your team.
I'm
stay
trying
on
to
your
tell
team.
You. I'm trying to
go
tell
ahead. Because you
game
the word talking about my team.
We got coaches out there game planning. We had a whole week. Y'all thought we was going to lose. We was going to lose this weekend. I said, if I can show you the Texans, when I was talking to everybody on Sunday before the game, I told them, just like we overcame them other two trap games before that. I said, this is the year that we're about to see what type of coaches we had with this, because we knew my man wasn't going to play early since Monday. We knew that.
You talking to Dale. I don't care if y'all was playing friendly high school. I'm picking friendly over the Cowboys. You talking to Dale. So that's a new point.
That's
a new point.
So, okay, when so all these years. So what? When are we finally gonna get some props from Kale? Never.
If y'all, now, if y'all even, win the
even
Super Bowl,
after we win the Super Bowl this year, we ain't gonna get no props from
him. If you guys,
I said,
he can forget to even play the Super Bowl.
Even when we win the Super Bowl this year,
look, Mima said hell no, and I'm with you, Mima, 100%. Hell no. Nah. We y'all ain't going. You might make it. You might make it there. I'm not going to hate. You might make it there, but winning it, that's a whole nother situation, dog. And I'm sorry, listen, you can't be mad at me. Can't be mad at me because I'm going by what I've always seen your team to be. Your team always get right there. And lay an egg, dog. Always. They get y'all all lathered up and hype this Cowboys fans and DC stand for Dallas Cowboys. We hear all of that. And then y'all lay an egg and it is quiet. It's silent.
13-3. Does that ring a bell?
Hey, I told you at the beginning of the year what we was going to have. Y'all
13-3,
keep going
does that
back.
Mean a
bad? I thought we were talking about what football was going on right now.
We are.
Okay, well, who gonna beat us? Who you think that's a good team for us this year? In this regular season that we're playing against, because every week you say we're gonna lose, but if something happens that we just win, I don't understand. So who we have to beat for you to be okay with it?
Green Bay, Tampa Bay, basically anybody with Bay.
Tampa Bay. Okay. Since you was going back, I'm just gonna go back to the beginning of this season. If we wouldn't have missed three field goals,
teams in the NFL.
If we wouldn't have missed two field goals, we would have been 7-0 right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm only going back this year. You're going back 3 years and 5 years and 10 years.
Yeah,
I'm only talking about
this. At the beginning, I said
this team has finally showed me that we have some coaches over there. That's what I said. So I'm really agreeing with you that, yes, in the last 10 years, we've been some trash. But this year has been a totally different team for the Cowboys, my brother. We're not the same team, and y'all can't get that over your head that we just not the same team as Washington and the Giants this year. We used to be.
Can I get you to write that down?
But we not with y'all.
November 2nd, same thing on Phil's Corner screen. We're not the same thing. When I was the one that always said, say, it's after November, that December, January Dallas thing that always prevails, that always wet the bed, dog. I'm just keeping it real. If y'all change that narrative, I'll be the first one to say I was wrong. But if you don't, I need you to be the first one to say, dear Vitero, you was right, dog. You was right.
We're going to win our next two games without our quarterback in there. Our quarterback might not come back till I say we play the Chiefs. Because
Hold up.
Where?
He's that hurt. Where it takes
you
three
know he's not that hurt,
off?
Man. You know he's not that hurt, man. We try to make the NFC division look a little good if we take a loss. If we go out there and
don't
we
do
win,
that.
It's
don't
nothing
do that,
that we can do about
don't
hey,
do
three.
That now.
Hey,
don't
three.
Do that thing. Don't
three.
Do that now.
I'm gonna call you on the phone. I'm gonna call you on the phone to talk to you about the rest of the football season and let them two clowns talk about the Dallas Cowboys and the Washington Redskins. Three hours.
Last night. Come on, and talk about Pitiful Bird. 57. Come on, talk about Pitiful Bird.
Hey, we just got our head above water, bro. I ain't got too much to say, but just keep winning.
Oh, no,
I ain't gonna make no declarations like you and Tang.
The only thing I'm saying or declaring is we have to wait and see if these Cowboys are not who we thought they were. If they're not, I'll be the first to admit it. If they are,
hey,
I need to change the first to admit it.
Okay. Sound like a winner. Because I said this is
that,
the first
That's
year.
All.
I said it. I'm with you. But we are, hey, baby. I guess we had talked about this in November.
Let me ask you. Did Minnesota make the playoffs last year?
I don't know because I don't follow Minnesota too much.
No.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't follow Minnesota.
No, they didn't. Kurt,
the two best teams in the NFL right now are the Los Angeles Rams and the Green Bay Packers.
And
those
the
are the two best teams in the NFL right now.
Hey, don't forget the Cardinals.
And the Cardinals. Don't forget them.
The Cardinals lost.
The Cardinals lost one game all year. They're 7-1.
We lost one game.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I know
y'all lost one game.
I'm just picking my two best right now. It looks like the team that can keep functioning when they lose somebody seems to be the Cowboys, and Green Bay just seems to just keep rolling on along right now. So from what I see.
So hold on.
I meant the Rams. Hey man.
Okay.
All that Dallas
sure.
talk
for
half an hour got in my head.
I appreciate that, though. You threw the Cowboys in there at the end, but I appreciate that. You say the best for last. I ain't mad at you.
Y'all can't beat the Rams, though, bruh. Y'all can't beat the Rams.
We really
can't beat them now with Von Miller coming over there.
Von Miller ain't nothing, man. Von Miller is falling
off. Because their team is not that good. They need to do what other teams won't do.
Von Miller,
a 10-year veteran like Von Miller playing beside Donald will make the Rams a much greater, better team. That dude is not done, and you know that, Tang.
Man, Von Miller is done, man. He banged out, man.
Bro.
You ain't even heard about Von Miller until he was traded.
Okay, Let me say this real quick. Sam Darnold, the dude with Cleveland, and Von Miller, they got the most tackles in the NFL. The four people right now. I can't remember the fourth guy's name, but they showed it last night. He's the number four. They are the number four guys in the league. Von Miller is not done, bro.
I haven't heard of Von Miller until now.
I agree with you, 50 Cent, too, but I do.
50 Cent.
57, bro.
57. I'm sorry.
Hey, look. Hey, man. Ain't nobody heard of Von Miller.
You can call me whatever
you want. I didn't even know he was still in the league. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought he was hurt this year.
Go ahead. Cut it out. But, that's your cowboy arrogance, man.
He's not a football fan. He's a Cowboy fan.
Everybody is talking at the same time. Nobody can hear the other person.
Sound like a family argument.
Go ahead,
Thanksgiving.
What's up, family?
What's up, Marcus? What it
hey,
do,
I like I like when people argue about the Dallas Cowboys. That's funny.
No, we was arguing about Von Miller because Von Miller, I ain't heard from him all year until he got traded yesterday.
I mean, I saw that, but I chimed in when y'all first was talking about Dallas, man. And look, you know, like even Kel knows. Like I've been giving y'all props, right? But I have to tell you, I'm not too keen on y'all winning without Dak under center. Y'all squeezed that one out.
No, we didn't. Our defense punished them people, bro.
Hold on. But just hear me out. You right. Our defense did a good job. But y'all still just squeezed that win out on offense.
You're absolutely right with offense.
The key thing is win. That's what everybody always say. But when you're talking about, I'm not even taking up for y'all, but when everybody talk about Dallas, it's always – The bar always be moved when you talk about Dallas. I'm just a fan, Let him hear me out first. Y'all got to hear me out. But the bar has always been moved. Like, any win is a good win. It don't matter how you win. The goal coming in is to win. That's just like with my team. We were struggling at first playing the Bears. They had our number. But then when you adjust and make adjustments and your team react to those adjustments and you win the
game.
Which
Washington don't do.
That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to get a W, period.
You just disqualified your first statement. Because you said only when we're talking about Cowboys. And I was saying, no, whenever we're talking football in general, and we go over wins and losses and how, when we start to discuss the story of the game and we go into that, if a team made adjustments, we discuss the adjustments that were made. If a team
didn't, that's what I'm saying. We discuss that as well. I agree. I'm agreeing with you on that. It's not just the Cowboys. I never got a chance to finish my initial statement, though. Go ahead, Mark. Everybody got on the defense.
I don't do that when it comes to no team. I don't do that even when it comes to the Cowboys. I'm not taking away their win. I'm not saying that. I'm just going off the statement of them winning the next two games without Dak. And what I'm saying is if Dak is not under center, I'm not too sure about them winning the next two games. They won this game, yes, but they closed the win out.
But you got to understand this, Marcus. When your number one quarterback goes out, you have to make adjustments. Right. I don't expect for my offense to win that game. That whole time, I wish I could show y'all my text. I said, if it ain't for my defense tonight, we're not going to win. The defense was supposed to win that game.
Right.
That's how football
goes. Like I said, I'm not taking away nothing from your win.
But it wasn't no squeeze out from the offense. The defense was the one that won that game. They stopped them every time.
I hear what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, the next two games, a statement of what you're saying, I'm not even on that game. I'm giving y'all that game, 100%. And if you've heard me talk, I've said that the dude, Dak Prescott, is possessed. He's on a tear. It's all about the quarterback under center. The orchestrator of the game. And all I'm saying is I'm not too keen. I think y'all are – if that come back next week, do I think y'all going to win? Absolutely.
Dak ain't coming back next week, bro. Dak is not coming back next week.
I know that.
We're going to see Russ. If we win the Broncos and then we beat the Falcons,
yeah.
Don't be surprised if the Chiefs still looking the way they looking that you see Rush again.
Yeah,
that's what a team's supposed to do.
I feel you. My statement remains. My statement remains the same. Is that I'm certain with Dak in the center. I'm not certain with that boy in the center. That's all I'm saying.
I'm sure that we're playing these next two teams, and our defense go out there and play like they play with every week. I said they've been growing, and they still growing. If the same defense go out there and give me the same performance that they gave me last Sunday for the Broncos and the Falcons, and we're going to dust them peoples off with Rush. I'm not even worried about it.
You said if, right?
Because some things can't happen. Some things can't happen on football. Yeah, if the defense go out there and give me the same performance that they gave me Sunday night, we're going to dust them peoples off, man.
Man, let me tell you something. That defense go out there and play like they played Sunday night, y'all going to lose. That defense, Minnesota gave that game away, man. Stop acting like y'all went out there and played a great defensive game.
We did.
Minnesota did the same thing they normally do. They backed off. Whatever, bro. You also got to look at the team you're playing.
I'm looking at the
They went into a shell in the second half, and y'all won the game.
They said Minnesota was winning the game.
Yeah, win the win.
Yeah. We was right, Green.
You're right. The coach of the Vikings in his press conference even said, I don't know what's going on. We get in the second half and give the game away. That's exactly what happened.
That's the coach's fault.
That's
not
coach
making adjustments.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, don't act like y'all played no great game. Don't act like y'all played no great game. You won.
Our defense did play a great game.
You act like with that defense, y'all can beat everybody in the NFL, and that's not true.
I said the Broncos and the Falcons. I said if we can go out there with we can beat the Broncos and the Falcons. And if we beat them, don't be surprised if you see Russ go out there with the Chiefs. I didn't say we can beat the same teams, all the teams in the NFL. I named the next teams that we're playing. And we can beat them.
All I'm telling you is the Broncos could be better than y'all.
You want to side bet like you and Brother Marcus? Because we can do that.
Hey, bro, I ain't side betting you nothing.
Oh,
all I heard was Chris.
Hey, yo, what the hell is that, man? Put your money where your mouth is, dog.
Put your money where your mouth is, bro.
Hey. I ain't messing with him. I owe that nigga about three dinners now. Excuse my language. I'm sorry. I owe him about three dinners now.
563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. I hope y'all heard that classic 57 moment, boy. I ain't never heard you get that quiet that fast, boy. We'll be right back, y'all.
It was all good just a week ago. They can steal they sell. And now watch the phone drop. They can kill they sell. What niggas gon' do, ho? It's a new crack on a new song. I'm in two, though. Who that? They're telling me you back. Like a nigga ever left about this bitch, huh? And if life a bitch, bet she suck my dick, huh? And I bet she fucked the whole clique, huh? By the way, nigga, you should fucking quit, nigga. Just forget it. You talk it, I live it. Like Eli, I did it. Jokes on you, motherfucker, and I get it. No paper, ho, but you can have some more of me. Orgy, or are we speaking metaphorically? Historically, I'm kicking bitches out like Pam, nigga. Going ham, nigga. Me and Jigga. And the nigga still young. When I had no kids, but I've been practicing with some actresses as bad as shit. Had a few white girls as bad as shit. But the head's so good, damn a nigga glad he hit. Got him jumping out the building. Watch out below, a million out the dough. I'm about to go ham. Hard as a motherfucker, let these niggas know who I am.
Whoa.
We done went to a new level, okay. Huh?
Pretty heavy stuff.
Lady T.
What's happening?
Clean us up a little bit, Lady T. Give us the results from last week. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Stop oh, man, girl. Bro. Okay. Here we go, y'all. Coming in at number five pick. Okay, well, we're doing Miss T's picks, and the picks from last week, week eight, Debo is coming in with five picks. Reese, wait a minute. This stuff is hard to do, you guys. Reese and Marcus coming in with six picks. Kale coming in with seven picks.
Thanks.
Myself, eight. Meemaw and Lou coming in at nine picks. So that if you haven't heard your name yet, that means you're still in the running. Am I taking too long? Or is it killing you guys, right?
Hey, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. Stop playing.
Pick number
Marcus Darby.
This person pick is 10 picks. Tang. This person has 11 picks. And if I haven't heard called your name yet, you should know already that is our Huckleberry with 11 picks.
Black and yellow, black stripe, yellow plate. Guys, hey, these girls don't stop. Black and yellow. Hey, hold on. I've been waiting to say this for a whole Marcus Darley. It's a beautiful day in Zamunda, baby.
Hey, my G, guess what? Congratulations. But like I told you before.
Thank you, player.
It's at the end of the season with me and you talk. You don't got to talk to me. You play
hey,
to everybody this week, my
hey,
G.
Marcus,
exactly.
Marcus.
Ain't no
hey, Marcus.
Congratulations,
every
50
week, every,
congratulations,
every
you are week eight winner. Congratulations.
Hey, sis, can I say one thing?
Where was my congratulations?
Marcus. Every week it's against you, bro. Every week.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I'm going to tell y'all, the aura knew. Yeah, we gave you congratulations, Marcus. But 57 this week, the aura knew that 57 was about to go play Frogger on 95 if he didn't win. So they went on the left 57 half his, so the man wouldn't go play forward on 95.
I couldn't get out there.
Yeah.
It was too many Redskins fans. Sorry. WTF fans out there. Sorry. WTF.
That's our beltway. It belongs to us. That is our beltway. Okay? It belongs to us.
Let me tell y'all real quick about some trades real quick. I'm just going to say them real quick. Adrian Peterson was signed to the Titans. Derrick Henry went down with the knee injury. He might be out for the rest of the year. That's why they picked up Adrian Peterson. Von Miller was traded to the Rams for two 22 draft picks. The Steelers traded Melvin Ingram to Kansas City for a six-round pick. Those are the major trades that went down yesterday and today.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. So Washington ain't do nothing. Pittsburgh ain't do nothing. Dallas ain't do nothing. Seattle ain't do nothing. 49ers.
Seahawks,
yeah. Wow. Well, I'm gonna let y'all know right now. DMV Phil, Marcus, you have won me over to the dark side, brother. I'm on the dark side now. I want us to lose now. I'm not going to bet that we lose. I'm still going to bet we win.
Yeah.
But I want us to lose every daggone game left on our schedule. I want us to lose because I want it to be no doubt, no doubt of our draft status next year. And we won't have our 8-8 team going against all these good teams. We'll be like the Cowboys playing some 500 teams and showing off like next season. You know what I mean?
Y'all should have showed y'all the 500 last year.
I mean, honestly, let me talk up for the Washington football team for a second. The truth of the matter is, the organization constantly buries their head in the sand, bro. They bury their head in the sand, and they don't look at the bigger picture. You know what I'm saying? They don't look at the bigger picture, and everybody got this pride about them. That we gotta win every game. We gotta win every game. Well, people been doing this whole tanking thing for the longest, and they build their team up. Once you realize what you got ain't winning, we mid season and they looking like the way they look. Why you wanna win out? Why?
Mm-hmm.
What's the point? All you do is put yourself right back in the position. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, I don't need your logic right now, man. I really don't.
I get what you're saying. Hey, but my logic is sound.
Nothing
that's
wrong,
why
logic.
You came over here. Huh?
Why do you want his logic, Kale?
Because it's the truth.
You really got to ask me that. You really got to
no,
ask
I'm
me
saying,
that.
No, I'm saying. No, he making some good points, though.
He's sounding garbage.
I mean,
the truth is that
he's sounding garbage.
So me, you gotta know, like I'm in love with the Washington football team. I don't give a fuck what. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I don't care what the name is.
We on the corner.
Yeah, my bad. I don't care what the name is. You know, they can call us shit on the stick. I wouldn't care. Like,
Marcus, where are you, brother? Where you at, Marcus?
I'm just saying.
We got to clean it up a little bit.
But look, my emotions for the team is right where you at. But it's just time out for the Saints. If we want to change the culture, we have to change the dynamic of our thinking. And we think so
there
much
go,
as like fans. You know, we think so much like fans, instead of owners of the team. If we was Green Bay, we would have stock in the team, and we'd be thinking different.
Mm-hmm.
You know
there
what
you
I'm
go,
saying?
Mark.
Like, that's all I'm saying.
No doubt.
You're
no
a realist, bro. I always say it.
Boy. I'm about to go potty mouth over here. Whatever. I'm about to go potty mouth. Over here real quick for me. Can I have a moment, Lady T, to go potty mouth for me?
No, sir. No, sir.
I got a few choice words I want to say. Dang.
If there's a swear jar, I will donate to it. I'm sorry.
Boy,
you're all good.
Oh boy! But no, hey, that football. It like Marcus say, it bring out emotions in all of it. Thing, you know, bro. You know how we go back and forth with the Washington Cowboy thing, and even if our team ain't doing crap, we still gonna find a way to talk something about it. So. That's just how we do, you know. And the Rams just waived Sean Jackson. Debo just sent in. The Rams just waived Sean Jackson. The Rams waived Sean Jackson. Oh boy!
He's not the same.
They did. I forgot to write it down. My bad. I forgot to write it down. They did.
He'll probably end up back.
Deshaun Jackson has always been a one-trick pony, and he still got that trick.
And he does not like going inside. He doesn't like operating that trick in the middle of the field. All he wants is a deep ball on the near the sideline so he can run out and not take any hits. Serious.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, hey, that's cool. That's, you know, if you can make your living like that, then make your living, young man. I ain't gonna knock the hustle at all. But unfortunately, we're in a league now that needs a little more from me.
What do y'all think about Odell Beckham? What do y'all think about the Odell Beckham not being traded? His father came out and said, tweeted out that he wasn't happy. He wanted to be traded, but.
Where to?
Odell Beckham hasn't said anything. He hasn't, you know, commented. He hasn't said anything. And other players like LeBron has said, let that man go, this, that, and the other. Because they're not using him. Like, they're making him. This guy was on the track. They were saying this guy was on the track to be a Hall of Famer player. But, you know, he. I mean, what are they doing over there with him? Nothing. Because I haven't heard him call his name not one time this year since they've been playing.
Well, you know what? They are trying to blame everything on Baker Mayfield. And I do not think that is fair. I don't think that is fair. Odell Beckham, before the game, he practiced all type of one-handed circuit catches and all of this nonsense. He's worked the price of admission pregame. But then once the game starts, he's dropping passes. Baker Mayfield hit him in the center of the field, which would have extended. One narrative has not changed since I was playing Pee Wee football. Coach told us, as a wide receiver, if the ball hits your hand, you are to catch it. You're supposed to
catch
it.
That's right.
That's one play, Kale. Well, that's one play that you can think
one
of.
One too many.
That Baker Mayfield.
One
I'm not
many.
Blaming Baker Mayfield either. What I'm saying is, since Stefanski has been over there, everything is just they don't have no discipline. They don't have. It's just not the same team as it was last year.
What does that have to? What does that have
play
to do
calling.
With catching the ball thrown to you?
Listen. Everybody
no
drop a pass
the
once
is,
here and there. Everybody drop a pass here and there, Kale. Once or twice in the game.
If you look at this season, Odell has more drops this season.
No, he doesn't. We already looked at it. No, it's already been proven. Google it right now.
Listen,
I'm trying to tell you. He don't.
You're speaking of overall. You're speaking of
no,
overall. I'm talking about pressure catches when your team really needs you.
And I'm still saying you're wrong.
Nah. All you got to do is watch it. And this is the narrative that was brought forth. This is the narrative, what you're saying, that was brought forth by Stephen A. Smith, a man who's never strapped up, who's never played the game, who sits down every Sunday, as everybody else does, and watches, and come up with these ludicrous conclusions that it's on Baker Mayfield. Well, Giselle
Bundchen
said
Baker Mayfield. I said play calling, Kim.
Giselle,
I didn't say Baker Mayfield. I said play calling. If they're not including him in the play calling,
he's dropping the ball in key moments, is what I'm saying. He's dropping key passes to extend the drive in key moments. He's dropping.
He dropped one pass.
I'm telling you.
He dropped one pass this year from Baker Mayfield. One.
Wow.
In a key moment.
Wow.
One pass. That's
you're
it.
Speaking of one game. You're speaking of one game.
No, I'm speaking of what, the same thing you say. In a key moment, he dropped one pass.
What other pass did he drop in a key moment? Name it.
You're speaking of one game. I'm talking about the total
season. I'm not. I'm saying you said in key moments, key moments in games, he dropped passes. That's what you said. And I'm telling you that is not true.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
The play calling is bad. Baker Mayfield is decreasing. He's declining. People are figuring him out. It's him and Stefanski.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, can I ask a question? Was Odell Beckham on a Hall of Fame career? I mean,
he had one amazing catch. He had one amazing catch, and everybody named that one catch versus the Cowboys. That one catch versus the Cowboys. Everybody just automatically assumed, yes, Odell is on a Hall of Fame career now because of that one catch.
Well, that's not what
that
I was
career.
Thinking. That's not what I was thinking.
That was snuck up on me.
The Giants, he did an amazing job there. They just couldn't get along. They had bickering issues. They had differences of opinions.
And
he was such
an
outspoken person. He was just so outspoken that they just couldn't deal with him. They could not control him. So he wanted out. If y'all go back and look at those Giants games when he was Odell Beckham Jr., y'all would not be saying this right now. Y'all just remember
that
one
catch I would.
Because it was so amazing. Y'all just remember that one catch because it was so amazing. That's it.
Well, remember him on the sidelines.
That ain't good, you know.
Odell Beckham is in a slight rut. You do have to understand he's coming off injury. He didn't even play until week three. I mean, so when you look at the stats, it's kind of off a little bit because of that. But nevertheless, players go through ruts. You know what I'm saying? The one thing, I'll take him on. If I wanted us to win, right? If I wanted Washington football team to win, I'll take him right now. The boy has matured.
Absolutely.
Normally he'll be all on social media right now. He'll be complaining. You know, that's what he'll be doing. He's not doing it.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
He's grown up.
I also take Deshaun Jackson with that one trick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't understand.
The Rams should have traded with the Cleveland Browns. Swap players.
He's definitely still Odell Beckham. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's still ODB.
Yeah.
No mistake about it. You know what I'm saying? It's just he does need to lose some of the one handed catches and all the antics that Kale mentioned to, you know, for
right.
sure. He definitely. You know what I'm saying?
That is what he's showing the fans game pregame after pregame. He's showing them that this is one of his capabilities. So they're expecting this from him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely not as shorthanded as he used to be. You know, you know what I'm saying? He'll get that back, and it could just be the flavor where he at, like you said. He must not get traded and be a monster again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. That's
exactly
what I'm saying. He's just in the wrong system at this particular point in his career. I think him and Cleveland need to part ways because they're not clicking.
I think expectations are too high on Odell. And now Odell is to live up to everyone's expectations of Odell Beckham instead of himself, who he is and what he is.
That's true.
And we have to
I don't know who everybody is.
Again, we have to say again, the fact that he's showing people pregame after pregame that this right and this left is still the ball. But then when the game come up, he's MIA. He's MIA. And then when they are looking at him, he's jumping, he's dropping the ball. Now I'm going to say, as Marcus said, he was injured. And it takes a while to recover from injury. It takes a while to get the rhythm of the game back. It really does. So I'll give him that. But that still doesn't take away the fact that Odell Beckham has been a shell of himself. He's been a shell of the expectations. I'll say that.
Because before he got hurt, he still had over 1,000 yards, y'all.
Yes.
Y'all tripping. He still had over 1,000 and didn't even play the whole season. I understand why people point at Odell Beckham because he is can be a little out of there, over the top. But what I'm telling you is, before that man got hurt and didn't play the whole season, when he first got with Cleveland, him and Baker Mayfield, the man had over 1,000 yards. Then he got hurt last year. So Odell Beckham is still Odell Beckham.
It changed everything, and then he wasn't himself. 1,000.
It didn't play the whole year.
Yep.
That's how they finger pointing my man Zeke right now. They ain't looking at everything he's doing. They just like, he ain't getting his yards. Hey, dog, he's an all-around running back. He does everything.
Well,
we'll be back on that.
When you receive a big contract like Zeke did, and your numbers aren't what they were before you got paid, then that is what people say. And Sid, to your point, Debo just said that Odell Beckham Jr. is a good receiver, but injuries and wanting to be so Hollywood is hurting his career. So
exactly,
I mean,
yeah.
While we don't want to blame Odell Beckham Jr., we have to account him in the fact that his play has fallen off. It has fallen off. Now that's not to say he can't get it back. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying right now he's playing a shell of himself.
His play falling off too.
I'm of the notion where I still pay attention to them trying to put our players, and you know what I'm saying by our players, them in their place. Young boy, stay in your place. I know for a fact that they do this in the league. They doing it with many of the players in the league, and they still doing it. Yeah, and Odell Beckham Jr. is one of them. Now he's been one to get ahead of himself, like he has done in the past. But I'm telling you, I've seen major growth in his attitude. How he reacts on the sideline, all of that. And all he want to do is play. And I'm telling you like this, I'll take him right now for our team. But see, that's another character thing with our team. Guess what our team do? Our team want little yes boys. And we're yes boys. They'll never take a wrestler player like him. They'll never take it, and they always talk about the culture. The culture already jacked. They need to have a receiver that got a little spice to him, that believes in himself. They don't want that.
Yeah.
They want
that's all it
they
is.
Want, they want to put
well,
that they, flame.
They're hard pressed to find another Ricky Sanders, Gary Clark, those quiet guys that let their work for them. That's the problem. They're hard pressed. They're not up to date. They're not up to date with today's receiver. You know, flamboyant.
If they do go like that, then they call Hollywood, they call show off, they call showboat. They doing more than they supposed to be doing. Why can't they focus on football? Then that's what you went with. So you're going to be in the catch-22 regardless of whatever you do, you're going to be in the catch-22. So it don't matter. Be yourself.
If you've won as an organization in a certain way, it's hard to adjust to this new way, this new age. If you think about it, Washington has never had, we've had diva defensive players, Dexter Manley, you know, Darrell Green. We've had diva style, and we didn't even know Darrell Green was a diva until Schottenheimer came into the picture. But we've never had that on the offensive side of the ball. We had quiet, I'm going to get the work done. Type of guy, yeah.
Okay, and that is a testament. That's a testament to. Look at the names that you named. We talk about decades. You know,
decades.
Look at the names that you named.
Okay.
That is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying about
mostly
the idea of this boy staying in your lane. We talking about an attitude to where.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about how they are doing today. It's like, okay, when's the last time we won? When's the last time we had a winning culture? You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna say this, Marcus, because teams are winning with silent receivers. You don't hear anything from Brown, Anthony Brown, with Tennessee, and he's killing. You didn't hear anything from Julio Jones while he was with Atlanta, and he was killing. You know what I mean? So it's not like you have to have these guys in order to win. You don't have to have these guys. You really don't.
You might need it because that's what they needed in the Super Bowl, and they lost. They need to have
an act. When you say silent, what you mean? Because when I see all these receivers, every good receiver on basically almost every team, they got that spice to them. Spice is cool,
but they're not braggadocious. They're not braggadocious, flamboyant guys. You ain't going to see them pull out a Sharpie and sign a football. You know, you ain't going to see them fake moon the crowd and rub their high part up against the goalpost.
You find your clothes.
You're not going to see all of that. You know, DK Metcalf with Seattle. That man scores a touchdown or gets the first down and hands the ball to the ref and go back to the huddle.
He jumped on the goalpost with his legs wide open on the goalpost, humping on the goalpost. That's what DJ Metcalf did. Stop playing.
When was this?
The other night.
The last game.
He did that this week, man. What are y'all watching?
Yeah.
Y'all
ain't watching all the games.
Exactly, because he did that this week. Wrapped his whole leg around
the goalpost. No. Okay.
That's cool.
That's cool. But how many touchdowns have you seen him catch where he's done that, going all out celebration like that?
A lot.
And We're talking about a win after all of these losses since Geno Smith been there.
A lot. Every time they score a touchdown, he do a funky dance. He do the funky chicken. He walking. He humping his butt up in the air, popping his butt like a girl, popping like a girl, pop, just popping.
Y'all got to know, Kale come from an era where he don't like that kind of stuff. Kale has mentioned that a couple of times.
But that's what that man's doing. That's what that man is doing. But he's saying he's naming people that's supposed to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
That man ain't quiet.
Mm-hmm. Well, the majority of his game, he is. He really is. Seriously. Now, if he celebrates, and I'll be the first to admit, if he celebrates a touchdown, Marcus just told you, I ain't looking at all that. I'm serious. He'll catch a touchdown, he'll give the ball to the ref, and then whatever his celebration is, I can't tell you. I seriously cannot tell you that.
Yeah. Kale will make them run suicides after that. You run laps after the game if they do all that.
Damn right.
He need to go out there. It's a whole bunch of them doing it. It's a whole bunch of them doing it. Like, bro, seriously. They doing all kind of crazy stuff out there right now. Talk about some of this stuff. You have to watch all of it, bro.
Wait a minute. First of all, I do watch all of it. First of all. And secondly, mm-hmm. I come from the era of act like you've been there before. And this
right.
league is turning that way because they're giving out taunting penalties left and freaking right. So it's not just
But that don't mean they're not doing it.
See, that's the control that Marcus was talking about. See, that's how they did that. See, you only can celebrate when you can do an interception. When you get a touchdown or something like that. So, yeah, them guys going to let it all out because you can't make a catch and do a celebration now because they're going to call a taunting penalty on you. That's the rules of the football now.
Which
we
is
can't
crazy.
Go there. I'm with you, bro, about how we used to come up. But they all celebrated back then and had fun. If you can't celebrate and have fun and somebody's getting upset about it, you really don't need to play the sport. That means you're weak to me, dog. Ain't no way you're going to get upset, that guy. Stop it.
Did you think that was a taunting penalty last night when the receiver
yeah.
caught the ball, he pointed
nope.
first down,
nope.
and he got
nope.
in the defender's face. And he got in the defender's
oh, yeah.
face
That's
and,
what
and
made
was
it
talking fresh. Exactly. Exactly.
That's what made
There's
it
no
taunting.
Room in the game for that, dog. There's no room in
yeah,
the game
right
for
there.
That.
Yeah, right there. That's taunting. But I'm talking about
but back
up,
in the day of y'all era. But back in the day in y'all era, it was cool. It was that's your era.
Exactly.
That's what y'all gonna be. That's
yeah,
what
yeah,
we
mean,
got. We didn't want to have it both ways. Back in my day,
and that
we did like this. We did like this. But soon as somebody do it back in the day era, then everybody fine.
Back in the day, they left the field with no seats. Back in the day in our era. There was no such thing.
Well, that's the way it went.
There was no such thing.
You threw
it.
You let a man you in throwing a punch. It was the same way in basketball. You wanted to get a guy to be frustrated, so he'll throw a punch,
mm-hmm.
get thrown out the game. You know, that's the way it was. Now, you know what that penalty they called on that dude last night? That was petty. All he did was point. And say and probably
yeah.
look at him and say, I got you that time or something like that. And then
yeah.
you got a 15-yard penalty. It makes no
yeah.
sense.
And truthfully,
right.
and truthfully, it's all the game of football and most all sports is about momentum. People take that and they forget
yes.
about the momentum piece. And when you do that, you're trying to get into it's mental. You want to get into their head. You want to get there.
Exactly.
Now you can draw these flopping penalties in
right.
all the sports.
Yes.
Because of the softness. That's the very thing I don't like about LeBron. And
yeah.
any other guy that does
yeah.
that. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, I just, you know, when it comes to the spice of the game, that's one of my favorite parts of the game. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
That's what mm-hmm. you're talking trash
about. You're supposed to be able to talk trash and smile.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, you old chump, I'm with your mama last night type thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You can say whatever on that
yeah.
field. You know what I'm saying? And really, at the end of the game, as long as they clap it up, you know, they shake it up, and they not taking no issues, they take whatever pictures they
right.
take at the end of the game, I'm
right.
cool. You know what I'm saying? You don't carry it off the field. You bring it to work.
Right.
You work on the field. You come off the field, and you leave it right,
right.
there.
You ain't taking it in the
right.
stand. You ain't going in the stands with it. You ain't throwing basketballs
right.
into the stands. at the crowd,
right.
You know,
Kevin
all kinds of stuff like that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's like
Kevin
that's like when me when I'm on the call, me and 57, we going smack at it. And I don't like him on the call. But if I see him in real life, man, I'm going to give him a hug. I'm going to chop it up. But on the call, I'm going to talk
there you go, baby.
Time.
There you go. Hey, look,
right.
When you smoke your Marlboro, I hope you give me some.
hey, my G, let me assure you, I don't smoke Marlboros. It's a little bit more.
Oh, dang. Huh?
Yeah, I'm talking about the same thing.
Okay, 50, I got you.
57, Kevin Durant did throw the ball in the stands, but it wasn't at a fan. It wasn't aggression toward a fan. He lost his head for a moment. And
doesn't matter, Kale. Doesn't matter.
How about this one, then? Let me ask
doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm
saying.
Let me
ask this question, then.
Not to make
Kevin Durant.
Because it was wrong.
Right. Kevin Durant threw the ball in the stands in the Indiana game. And then the next game they played Detroit, where he was put out of the game for punching, I think it was Collins, in the face.
Yeah.
So he's doing too much. Like he's doing what?
Yeah,
is something going on? Is something happening in his life or
hey.
Something? I don't know. But he's doing. He's been a lot more physical and playing like he's back in 1993. Because I don't know. And getting the pass for it.
Exactly. That MVP, and that best player on the planet name title is going through his head. And he feels, he's thinking, man, I'm the MVP. I should get this and I should get that. Why they not giving me this or why they not giving me that? Dude, come on, man. Calls are earned.
Yeah.
Calls are earned, dog. You're not just going to step on the field, on the court, and boom, they're going to give you something. No, you got to earn it, man. You have to earn it. And
that's right. You have to earn it.
That was one of the most take your basketball and go home moves I've seen Kevin Durant ever do. When he threw that ball up in the stands, there was no call for that. There was no call for
that
whatsoever.
You could see his demeanor change during the Olympics, especially after they won the gold medal, and they just kept talking about how he was the one that brought him out to save him. You could see his demeanor change then. You can see him start that era come about.
You got to understand this one factor. He lost in the NBA Finals. And in the same season, he won the gold in the Olympics. And everybody is giving him that credit. Not the team, Kevin Durant. Everyone is giving him that credit. And he fit to crown him. Which was the same thing
that
they did
with
Carmelo Anthony.
That's what the media do. They're going to build him up so they can break him down just to see if he's strong enough to be able to carry you.
Yes.
That's what they do.
Debo
said, it's like when the Hulk got tired of being the good guy. KD changed it into bad KD.
Tell him to remember the Hulk was a bad guy first.
He's crazy, boy. Y'all play too much time. Let me put that on Hulk, man. We're gonna take a quick one, man.
The Hulk, hey man. You remember the Hulk used to just smash stuff everywhere.
Yeah, Hulk smash. That was his thing. 563-999-3782. 563-999-3782. We'll be right back.
This new Hulk, he can think. All of
that. Hello, hey Joe. You wanna give it a go?
Quick correction, y'all. Debo was talking about Hulk Hogan, not the Hulk. He was talking about Hulk Hogan.
Oh, my bad.
And when Hulk Hogan switched up and became evil Hulk Hogan.
Oh, I thought he was talking. My bad. I thought he was talking about somebody real.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you know what? None for nothing. My Saturday mornings were never the same anymore when I figured out that wrestling was not real. I'm serious, man. Jimmy Superfly Tanuka and the Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the British Bulldogs and all. Man, I used to love getting up Saturday morning. Everybody else get up to watch cartoons. I was getting up to watch wrestling. I mean, to the point, the worst whooping I ever got in my life from my mom when I put my sister in the camel front. My sister was a different animal, man. She was a different animal. You had to do stuff like that. She was raised with two boys, so you had to do stuff like that to calm her down. Man, my mother walked in that room and saw me over top of her, grabbing her neck and stretching back.
My mother beat
the hell out of me, though. It hurt me too.
No
doubt. I can admit that. You know. Needless to say, there was no more camel clutching the little sister ever.
Oh, I know that's right.
Yep.
Oh, man.
It was Soul Train and the wrestling, bro. Saturday morning. Wrestling and Soul Train.
Hey, Debo got a bone to pick the 367. Debo got a bone.
Debo.
He said you're talking about Von Miller, but you're saying Von Miller is through, but you don't see Geno Smith as being through. I understand what's real and not, like him thinking Von Miller still got is not real. I don't understand what that means.
Hold on, Kale. Debo, when you come, man, come correct. I didn't say that Von Miller didn't have it. That was Tang. I think Von Miller still can contribute. And I did think he was talking about the real Hulk in the comic books, not that thing on wrestling, on TV.
Hold up. He responded.
He said the right thing.
That's what you get. You shouldn't have tail trying to speak for you. They already told you I'm you in it, or you me, or I'm whatever.
First off, how everybody doing?
What's up,
Debo?
What's going on? Well, this is what I was saying. I was listening when 57 actually said Von Miller still have it, when clearly he's lost a step. And how you gonna say he's still Von Miller from back then, but you talking about Cam? Anyway, we know what that is. But then my other point is, I was saying that KD is like, all of them is like doing Hollywood stuff. They doing Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
He's acting out because he's tired of being the good KD. So now he's transforming like Hulk Hogan did. If everybody remember wrestling, but Hulk Hogan was the darling of everything. Then all of a sudden he painted the beard black and he became the evil Hulk Hogan because it was a Hollywood thing. So that's what I'm saying about KD, man. He's trying to change his image. He's trying to change his image because he don't want to be the LeBron darling that, you know, he don't want to follow the same thing of being LeBron darling of the NBA. So he's, you know, he's changing his little thing up, you know. He's becoming a diva. And Odell Beckham is actually a good wide receiver, but he's hurting himself. He's hurting himself. He's a good wide receiver, man. He just hurting himself, though, man, because, you know, with he can't stay healthy. And, you know, he's trying, man, but that's going to be major trying to move him for that money. Oh, and one more thing for Tang, too. Question.
What's up, big guy?
Y'all doing y'all thing. Y'all balling and all that, man. But did you really expect y'all to be hot like this, though?
Hey, didn't you hear what I said we was going to pick at the end, at the beginning of the season? But no, this is what I will say. I didn't expect us to overcome the three obstacles, the two trap games that we would have usually lost before this game came up and then this game. That's what I really can honestly say. I didn't believe we was going to be this type of team to overcome that. But I did say we was going to go 14-3 or 12-5 or something like that. So I didn't believe my team was going to be good. Once I knew Dak was in there.
Y'all definitely make it happen this year. And I want to say one more thing to Kale. Hey Slim, you can't say, man, that you'll pick a high school team over the Cowboys and then say it ain't personal.
Yes, I can. I've always come on here and said I cannot.
You
saying the Dallas Cowboys?
You screaming don't make you wrong. You screaming don't make you wrong.
Right.
Yeah,
you
stop
loud don't make you right.
Don't about to go back on mute. How about that?
I never said you right. Don't be muting now, Dave.
I never said that it wasn't personal when it comes to the Cowboys. Everybody knows that.
This conversation you did say it was not personal. You did. We can run the tape back and listen. You said it was not personal. In the beginning,
when I was giving them their props.
No, I'm talking about me and you were talking. It don't mean nothing.
Hey, Kale, you can't mute Debo, man. We just realized he's a real person.
Hey, thank you, Marcus. But I was saying to myself.
It's funny as hell how Debo team loses and he got nothing to say to her. But you coming over here about a comment that Kale made about the team he has sworn he hated since the beginning of
I like the version. Ain't no diversion. Only in your mind. And I'm still not going to say nothing to Teresa about it, neither.
I know you're not. That's what you need to do
is go ahead and stand on the fact that you don't like the Cowboys and move on from there.
When did I say anything other than that? When did Carol say anything other than what you just said?
Play the tape back.
ever.
Today,
you
said today.
Ever.
Well, that's the only thing. He said today it's
that's
not personal, but then he went on to say what it was personal about. And that's why me and him was going back and forth, because I said, well, Kelly, you said
one
it was
statement,
personal.
One statement I made was not
win,
personal.
And I told you when.
Everything
not,
else
it doesn't
works.
Matter how many.
Whatever. Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying, though? You know
now you can now you can mute me back. Look,
you,
now you can mute me back.
No, you keep your hating ass right where you at. That ain't you. You said exactly
I'm
where
mute,
you at. Dude.
I'm a mute myself.
That's what most bombers do. That's what most bombers do. Take themselves out.
Oh
right.
My God, that's hilarious.
Nah, B, but we missed you, man. Come on back, man.
Come on back, man.
I'm with Marcus. We just realized
hey,
he was real.
Man, I was making fun of you. Don't take it personal.
No, man, it's out there, nigga.
Yeah,
I can't believe y'all played 10.
Yeah.
Actually,
I 57.
Why?
What's up, Ted? This is Hey, 57, look, I hear you every week, and I'm still trying to figure out if you real.
Hey, bro, I'm not.
I'm
a figment. I'm from Zamunda. I'm a figment of your imagination.
Wait a minute.
not my imagination, because if you was a figment of my imagination, you for sure wouldn't be talking about having stuff you be talking about.
I don't know if he's real or not, but one thing you got to question everything that come out of his mouth. I know that. You got to go get the stats because his team
hey.
Is in second place. I wonder what place they're in this week.
Hey, man, we on top of our division.
Hey, Marcus, I'm going to say this.
My team won, and I won. I ain't got nothing else to say. Say whatever you got to say, Marcus.
Oh, Lord.
There you
Lord.
Go, 57. There you go, 57. Congratulations.
Hey.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Thank you, Marcus.
All winners over there, huh, 57. All ain't nothing but winners over there, huh, 57.
Nothing but winners.
I can't with y'all.
Matter of fact,
I cannot.
I'm going to donate my winning.
Thank
oh, Lord.
You.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, look, no, I can't. Hey, no, I can't. The wife over there going, look,
yeah.
The wife over there going, you bet not.
look, the wife ain't say nothing. She just looked at you. Come on now.
Hey,
yeah.
That's a nice look.
I need you to send me that as soon as possible.
I know that's right.
I need that bread, man. She needs that bread, man.
Hey, man, I love y'all, man. Y'all some good guys, man. Believe
man,
that, Mark. Believe that. That's real.
Hell with all y'all, man.
I believe you ain't Kevin right now.
But, hey, Marcus is still my man. I give him Marcus. Marcus is still my man. But everybody else, you know. I'm sorry. And Lou, you cool.
Thank you.
So all that stuff you say to us on Thursday, when you give your little going away speech about I can't make it without y'all and come back next week, that's some bull. That's some bull.
It's all right. I got it written down.
That's hilarious.
Hey, real quick before we go, and we ain't even talked this World Series at all, man. Congratulations to Atlanta on winning the World Series.
Yeah.
The boys did that.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's tonight. I done come by.
Stay in your lane, baby. Stay in your lane, man. Stay in your lane. Stay in your lane, bro. We'll call you. We'll call you and let you know when it's over.
They go Houston tonight, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
The last two games played in Houston.
Okay. Okay. Oh, well, hey. Hey, I'm still alive. Way to go.
Can the,
yes,
can
you
can
are.
Can Atlanta win in six, though?
Huh? No. Nope.
Okay.
And Houston going to take this one tonight. It's going to be a low-scoring game. Houston going to take it tonight.
I think we're
going to get a game seven.
Yeah, I think Braves
going to
pull it out.
Yep, Braves seem to be a lot better right now.
Because if
you got them in six,
you pull it out, you're going to win it all.
Yeah.
If they win tonight, I believe they're going to win it all.
I kind of agree with you, Kate. I mean,
if Houston wins tonight, it'll be 3-3. Anybody's World Series.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Wow, Kel, you catching on.
You know, we might as well enjoy it while we have it, because who knows what's going to happen, you know, with next year.
Yeah, because the next year the pitchers won't be hitting at all.
Not with the way the sparks are going or not going, as we say.
Well, let's get through this year. Let's enjoy the World Series the where it is, and then we'll let next year take care of itself. You know, let's enjoy this World Series the way it is.
You're right.
You know, next year we'll go ahead and stuff.
Hey, Kel, we were talking about
my benefit, Kel.
We were talking about quarterbacks the other day, and I was watching ESPN yesterday and today. They even talking about calling Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers to come back. But they don't really talk about calling Cam Newton back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Cam has gotten his COVID shot. He's not injured. I found that out. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's something mental or something going on with Cam, the reason why these teams don't want to take a chance on him. Got to be Cam is still a good
guy. I can't remember what it was. When Cam came into the league, him and his pops had a problem with the NFL when he came into the league, and I think the NFL has not forgotten that. And I think they're holding that against Cam. I might be wrong. It might sound crazy, but I have to go back and research it. But when Cam came into the league, him and his pop had a run-in with the NFL for some reason. I can't remember what it was.
His father didn't want him going to Carolina. Cam's father didn't want him going to Carolina. Because I remember everyone was saying, how can Eli and Peyton's father dictate where they go? But Cam's father can't, everybody was saying Cam's father was wrong for trying to pick his son's landing spot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because we better take whatever we need
for presents.
Look at Marcus. Marcus just called.
Marcus
said,
y'all better take whatever.
That's real. That's what they said to him.
I'm going to say since that Super Bowl loss, Cam has been a different person altogether. The dejection that he showed after that game, I've seen guys and how they look after a Super Bowl loss, but Cam mentally, if we notice, his hairstyle changed, his clothing, the way he dressed changed, everything, all for one loss, you know, everything.
Let's not just talk about that one game, though, Kel. He gave up his whole body. He gave up everything for that whole season that year.
Right.
I mean, they punished Cam.
Yeah. Yeah.
The officials wouldn't call
yeah.
anything. Punished him to go to that Super Bowl, and then they lost. Mm-hmm. That. I mean, that was crazy.
And the way that Cam's reaction, I'm curious, it lends me to believe that this thing was scripted. It lends me to believe that he knew, he might not have known at the beginning of the game that they were going to take the L, but his whole reaction now after following suit is just it's something that just makes me go, you know, it's something that just makes me think.
Yeah.
Real quick before we get off, if you have not watched that Colin Kaepernick saga or series on Netflix, I'm telling you, watch it. Watch it. That thing is good. That thing is real good. You know, I turned it on last night. Knowing good and well I had to get up and go to work this morning, but I couldn't stop watching. I could not stop watching it. It was a very interesting watch, and if you get a chance, take a look at that. Lady T, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Ready?
Well, you know, guys, it's that time of the evening that we must say goodbye until Thursday, you guys. Kelly and I would like to thank everyone that supports the show, that supports us. We would like to say thank you, and we love you for that. We also would like to say thank you, and we also would like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. We are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number is 563-999-782. And I also wanted to say one other thing. We want to send out some prayers and wishes to the Johnson family, Ernie Johnson. He lost his adopted son, Michael Johnson, to muscular dystrophy. And we just want to send out some prayers to his family and say that we here at Kale's Corner, we love you and we support you. And all of our prayers go up to you and your family. But until then, we'll see you guys back right here on Thursday at 5 p.m. Thanks for supporting us.
No doubt. Let me reiterate that to the Johnson family. We appreciate you guys for all you've done and our prayers and best wishes to you all. All right, y'all. Thursday we come back, 5 o'clock. Y'all be ready. Congratulations, 57, on your win. This week, don't let it go to your head, guys.
Too late.
We'll be back, y'all. Yeah, too late. We will be back at 5 p.m. on Thursday. Until then, we got to say, hey, like Don Tenney say, we wish you nothing but peace and
sometimes rain. Even when I hear like you and me, baby, getting down with the sound of rain. Oh, the smell of the morning flower as we pass away the hours. I wanna do it again, do it again, do it. Let's do it in the morning, sweet breeze in the summertime. Feel your cheek, babe, all laid up next to mine. Love in the midnight, good sleep come morning light. No worry about nothing, just getting good, just getting. Thank you.